Why did the lion spit out the clown?
I don't know. Why?
Because he tasted funny.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is KUNM, KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Good morning, world. It's such a beautiful morning. The birds are singing their song, and the full moon is heading down, and I see my girl sleeping well past dawn, and soon she'll be yawning. Good morning, world. And I don't know how I got so lucky, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be right now. And the fridge is full, and the schedule is empty. Gonna be a day of plenty. Good morning, world. In the endless days, working through dinner, no way to win there. Chained to a desk and putting on weight, and the laughs were few, and the smiles were distant, and the bills so persistent. A good morning, world. And I don't know how I got so lucky, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be right now. And the fridge is full, and the schedule is empty. Gonna be a day of plenty. A good morning, world. And the fridge is full, and the schedule is empty. Gonna be a day of plenty. A good morning, world. And she's waking up, it's getting on noon now. Here comes the monsoon now. The big rains come pouring down, and she snuggles up and ask about breakfast. Only the best is. A good morning, girl. And I don't know how I got so lucky, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be right now. And the fridge is full, and the schedule is empty. Gonna be a day of plenty. A good morning, world. And I don't know how I got so lucky, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be right now. And the fridge is full, and the schedule is empty. Gonna be a day of plenty. A good morning, world.
That's Dana Lyons, and from a CD called Three-Legged Coyote. And good morning, Albuquerque and everywhere else and world. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. Well, let's say good morning to everybody in the studio. Let's start over here. Who do we have here with me? I'm Katie Stone.
Good morning, it's Sienna.
Good morning, it's Leela.
Hi, it's Elliot.
Birthday girl coming to be.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Madeline. I want to give a shout out to Connie and Alan, who listen every Saturday, even in Florida and Albuquerque.
Wow, listening in Florida. Wow, hello.
Hi, it's Yvonne.
Hi, hello, it's Haley.
Nice job on the joke.
Yay. Birthday.
Woo. Y'all, we have such a great show lined up for you. In the background, way in another room, they can yell hi. Hi to the kids from Jimmy Carter Middle School who are here. I don't know, that faint hello, that
you
was
could,
them.
You could sort of hear it.
Yes. They've done a lot of research on endangered species. Someone want to give us the definition of endangered?
It's an animal that is uncommon and is in danger of being extinct or not being there anymore or
that's,
being gone.
I think
gone.
That's a really good definition. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of endangered animals in the world right
now. Like rhinos.
Exactly. And lots.
Gorillas.
Pandas just got off the endangered list.
Yay, pandas. That's fantastic.
Yay.
I didn't know that.
Tasmanian
Wonderful.
Devils are endangered.
There are so many.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to learn more about endangered species today. Coming up really soon is something super cool. Our friends are here from the Ox Dog Theater.
Yay!
No, it sounds like there's one lonely friend. There really isn't. These people in the Ox Dog Theater are such talented people. They do all kinds of different shows, and their next show that they're doing is something that is really going to be all ages and involves puppets.
Yay.
Anybody else love puppets?
Yay.
I love puppets. I love puppets so much. And
I have a big old tub of puppets at home.
You do. You do. Well, I think it might be time to pull out the puppets. Speaking of puppets, believe it or not, there is a Tom Jones song, and the older people in our audience will know who that is. And from his Tom Jones Gold 1965 to 1975, this song is actually called The Young New Mexico Puppeteer. By the way, that Young New Mexico Puppeteer is in the studio right now. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM.
In a town near Albuquerque, lived the most concerned young boy. He said, lately I have noticed folks don't live with peace and joy, with frowns and worries in their faces. They lost and don't know where to go. He said, I'll get the people straightened by putting on a puppet show. The young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they'd listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. First he carved out young Abe Lincoln. Abe will teach them civil rights. Then a king named Martin Luther, so they'd recall his peaceful fight. Old Mark Twain, his wit and wisdom, will surely show them life is fun. But he smiled with satisfaction when the Prince of Peace was done. The young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they'd listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. Now his puppet shows were clever, and he made the people laugh. When he got across the message, walk along love's open path. They built him his own puppet theater, decked out with spotlights, yellow and red. And then they wrote him up in all the papers. And this is what the story said. It said the young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they would listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. The young New Mexican puppeteer. He saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they would listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. Oh!
New Mexican puppeteer is in the studio with us right now. That's Tom Jones. And this came out before you were born, Henry, but it's clearly about you. Henry from Oxdog Theater, we're delighted to have you. And we also have in the studio Sebastian.
That's Henry.
That's my middle name. Sorry.
Oh, Henry, you confused me. Henry Sebastian. Jaime. Hi. Jaime. Is that you? No, that's
me.
You.
Jaime Pardo.
Hi, Jaime Pardo. And hello to you, Sir Barry.
Yes, Sir Barry.
Sir
we
Barry.
Always say that, yes.
Sir Barry's been knighted here on the Children's Hour. You're tuned into the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. And Oxdog Theater is one of our local theater companies here in Albuquerque. And tell us what you guys are up to.
Well, we are doing an adaptation of the very original story called The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, which, surprise, surprise, is not the basis of the ballet. The basis of the ballet is an adaptation of that story written by Alexander Dumas. But we went back to the original story, and we are creating this fantastic, wondrous, magical world with two people. So it's quite an exciting thing to see because it's really the power of live theater right there in front of you. Plus, the audience gets to participate. So there's a lot of interactive stuff going on.
Where do the puppets come in?
Well, I'll let Henry explain that.
So with us being two people, how it goes throughout most of the play is that Jaime here is sort of the narrator. He kind of narrates a lot of what happens on the puppet screen. We're using shadow puppets mainly, and I'm the one that operates that. It's actually very reminiscent of a lot of Eastern theater styles where you have one person or several people doing all the puppets and one person doing all of the voices. So one person kind of takes over the voice of the play and the other person takes over the movement, so
and
to speak.
Does the mouse have a voice and the nutcracker has a
voice?
Oh,
yes. Oh, yeah. They do.
that's where you come in, hey?
Yes,
Jaime?
There's 16 voices.
Whoa. Wow. All right, let's hear one. Let's hear three.
Oh, you want to hear a couple?
Yeah, tell me something.
Let
anything.
Me run through some here. We've got the king. Dame Mousewig and her relatives ate my fat, and they spoiled my sausages, and they ruined my celebration. That ugly rodent, she must be punished.
I feel that way when people steal my food.
Some people, you know, deserve to be punished for that. Label everything in the fridge, guys. And we've also got, I don't want to give too much away.
Oh, okay, how about one more? How about
Dame
one more?
Mouse Rink.
Give me some of that fat. I want some fried fat, too. You're not the only queen in this castle, you know.
Oh, and you have to do the Mouse King.
Okay, Mouse King.
You have to do the Mouse King.
Oh, wow. Now, that's the big one. Let me see if I've got the voice this early in the morning. Nutcracker, you stepped
on my mother. It was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose. Sobs the nutcracker, his wooden teeth chattering. I just cracked nuts. You sniveling, whimpering, moaning construction of sawdust and paint. Your time has come, just as my mother promised it would.
Ooh. Okay, all this is happening at the Ox Dog Theater space.
Absolutely.
Tell us where, when, and what. What are the particulars?
Well, we opened last night. Today, because we have the Twinkle Light Parade on Centro, it's kind of tricky. Our first performance will be at 3:30, so if you come nice and early, you'll get parking mm-hmm. for the Twinkle Light Parade, and then you get to see the show, which runs about an hour and 15 minutes, and then you walk up to Centro, and you got the parade. What a family holiday adventure. Mm. Then we're also doing it again at 8 o'clock this evening, so if you get tired of the parade, that tends to be go on for a while, come on down to the Ox Dog and you can see the real nut and find out what happens to the nutcracker. And then on Sunday, we're at 2, and then and the next two weekends, we're at Friday at 7, Saturday at 4, and Sunday at 2.
And this is all ages.
All ages. Absolutely.
Fantastic. And where is the Ox Dog Theater?
The Ox Dog Theater is at 3011 Monta Vista Northeast, which is Monta Vista is the little diagonal street that runs between campus and Centro and Girard.
And what's a good contact for people to get tickets or more information?
You can get tickets and information. You can either go online at auxdog, A-U-X dog, that's short for auxiliary, auxdog.com, or you can get information via email at info@auxdog.com or call the theater at 504-7116.
and in the background, I'm pulling up, this is some of the music from the show, original music?
It's original music by a composer, Peter Davison, and he incorporates gamelan into the music because we the shadow puppets, as Henry indicated, are based on Balinese puppetry.
How cool. I want to thank you all so much for being with us. This sounds like a terrific show.
Thank you.
The name of the show is The
Real Nut, the true story of the Nutcracker.
I love it.
It's filled with magic and monsters and the spirit of this holiday season, the season of light.
The theater is filled with Christmas trees and ornaments and toys, it's a real adventure.
I love it. For tickets and more information, you can call in Albuquerque 505-254-7716 or go to auxdog.com. I want to say it's running through December 18th. You've got a few weekends, including today. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck, you all.
Thank you,
New Mexico puppeteer, young puppeteer Henry, for being with us. And thank you all for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That was Police. The Police and a song about extinction, Walking in Your Footsteps. And you're tuned to the Children's Hour here on KUNM. I'm Katie, and in the studio with a lot of our crew, which is fabulous. And also, we invited to the studio friends of ours from Jimmy Carter Middle School's National Junior Honor Society. And you can say hi when we say your names. And hello to Angel.
Hi.
Hi. Michaela.
Hi.
Crystal.
Hi.
And Carolina.
Halo.
Halo. And I just want to welcome you to the Children's Hour. Thank you for being with us. And thanks for doing what you're about to do. And y'all can take it away.
Did anyone get the extra credit trivia question in science class today?
You mean the one about endangered animals?
Yeah, that one.
I didn't have a clue.
I have a different teacher than you guys. What was the question?
He asked us if we could find out what the most endangered type of cat is.
It doesn't sound like anyone here got the answer. Did anyone?
No, nobody did. He had to tell us.
And what was the answer?
It is the Amur leopard.
The Amur leopard. I've never heard of it.
No one else had either. It is a leopard that lives on the border between Russia and China. There are only about 60 of them left in the wild.
That does seem on the verge of extinction, but why would he ask a question about the rarest of the world's cats?
It was an introduction to a unit on endangered species of the world.
I was surprised at how many animals and plants are barely making it.
Me too. Can you imagine? Worldwide, there are over 2,600 plant species and 3,000 animal species that are endangered.
No way. That is over 5,000 species. Who determines what is endangered and what isn't?
There is something called the IUCN Red List that names all the animals.
The IUCN? What is that?
Wait a minute. I have that in my notes. Here it is. The IUCN is the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The IUCN's membership is made up of people from over 60 countries, and it has its headquarters in Switzerland.
5,000. That sure sounds like a lot. I didn't know there were that many species around.
We usually think of the big stuff, like elephants and giraffes, when we think about animals and different types of trees. But a lot of the endangered species are often things we don't even notice.
Oh yeah? Like what?
There is a type of beetle called the coffin cave mole beetle.
Yuck, that's the weirdest name I've ever heard.
I know, right? But the coffin cave mole beetle lives in only two caves in Williamson County, Texas. They are a small insect, only a tenth of an inch long, and since they have evolved to live in caves, they have no eyes.
That is one creepy-sounding bug, and it's certainly not the first animal that comes to mind when I think of one that is facing extinction. We never hear about these guys, only about the African elephant and big animals like that.
Yeah, our science teacher said that we would really be surprised about how many different types of animals are endangered, everything from tiny insects and snails to whales.
And now we have to do a project about them.
Yeah, we know.
What do you have to do for the project?
We have to pick a region and tell about either the endangered plants or animals in that region.
That's good to know. My science teacher usually does what yours does only 3 or 4 days after you guys.
So, Crystal and Carolina, we are working together, right?
Yeah.
Can I work with you guys? I know my class will eventually be doing the same thing, and I might as well get a head start.
Sure. What region do you guys want to work on?
How about New Mexican animals?
Does New Mexico even have any endangered animals?
I don't know, but we can find out. Why don't we all get back together later after we do some research? We can all report what we have found. If New Mexico doesn't have any, we'll just pick another area.
Sounds good. So, see you all here later?
We'll be here. See you then. Bye.
Sweet babe, I wish fish in the seas, birds in the trees, and all the wild wonders, tigers in jungles, all the wild wonders for you, my sweet babe. Flies and all the wild wonders, bright birds of paradise, all the wild wonders for you, my sweet babe.
Children's Hour. This is KUNM and KUNM.org, live and local from the University of New Mexico.
I had no idea that New Mexico had so many different types of endangered species.
Me neither. Everything from big mammals to little snails.
So are we going to just do animals for our project? I found 37 species of endangered plants in our state. Did you know that there is an endangered orchid called the Lady Tressis orchid? It can be found right here in Bernalillo County.
And I found something called a slender spider flower that is only found in southern New Mexico. We even have an endangered sunflower here.
A sunflower?
Yeah, a sunflower. It's called the Pecos sunflower and can be found in 5 counties, including Cibola County, which is just west of us.
Why don't we just concentrate on animals? One of us can take mammals, another birds, somebody else reptiles and amphibians, and the last one fish.
That sounds like a good idea, but doesn't that leave out other types of animals?
It does. Things like snails, insects, and other types of animals. There are a few of them.
Has anyone heard of the saguaro isopod?
The saguaro what?
Isopod. And from the looks on your faces, I can tell that you haven't. Do you all know what roly-polies are?
You mean those little gray things that we find under rocks? Those insects that roll up into little balls for defense?
Well, you are partly right. They aren't insects, but crustaceans. They are related to things like lobsters and crabs. They can be found all over the world on both land and in water. There are over 10,000 different species of isopods, and one of the most endangered of them lives right here in New Mexico.
Which one?
Weren't you listening? She said the saguaro isopod.
Sorry, I'm guessing that it lives down around Socorro.
Well, they used to. They are now extinct in the wild. There are only captive populations now.
Do you know what happened to them?
They used to live in a hot water pole called Cedillo Spring, but in 1947, the spring was used as a water source for the city of Socorro, and the entire population ended up living in a water pipe that led to 2 small swimming pools and a watering trout for horses. And then in 1988, a tree root burst through the water pipe and caused the water to dry up in those containers. It was then that the wild population went extinct.
So they are no longer around?
Not in the wild, but there are captive populations in 4 places. You can go to the Albuquerque Zoo and see them there. They are also in the Minnesota Zoo, of all places.
And when I was looking for information, I kept running across some weird names.
Like what?
Ever heard of the Rio Grande monkey face?
The what?
Rio Grande monkey face. It is a kind of freshwater mussel, a kind of clam. They are found right here in New Mexico, and they are endangered.
This project could get out of control if we tried to report on all the smaller animals and plants.
Yeah, I think Michaela's idea to divide up the report into the higher animal groups is a good one. Who is going to take what?
I'll take mammals.
Can I have birds?
I'll take reptiles and amphibians.
Okay, I'll take fish. And when I am done with my research, I'll make copies for you so that you can use them in your class.
That would be great. We can make copies for you so that you can have them when your teacher gets to this topic.
Sounds like we have a plan. Do you want to meet together later so we can share what we found?
Sounds good to me.
So, see you all here later?
See you then!
We share the world with many creatures. Animals have much to teach us. Fin, fur, feather, and scale tell to us so many a tale of living simply on the earth, naturally giving birth, eating food right from the tree, living lives in harmony. With ocean, jungle, lake, and forest, though they were here long before us, animals have not forgotten all the blessings we have gotten from the earth.
people, on the other hand, it's hard for us to understand that we share the spinning planet with the elephants and rabbits, zebras, monkeys, ducks, and snakes. The world is not just ours to take. Other beings live here too, and now they do depend on you. And all of us, to keep our home clean and safe for all to roam, we must treat the earth with care, for there's enough for all to share. Well, maybe you could learn a thing or two from the dolphins and the whales in the ocean blue. And do you think you could show your care for the spotted owl and the snowy bear? Be a friend to the horses, cows, and birds in the trees, because each animal is special and unique, just like you and me.
Good to see everyone again. Did you find out anything interesting?
I sure did. Did you know we have jaguars in New Mexico?
Jaguars? You mean the biggest wildcats in the Western Hemisphere?
Yeah, them. Even in historical times, they used to be found as far north as Santa Fe, but they are very rare now.
How rare?
Only one or two have been seen in the Boot Hill of the state in the past several years. They were probably coming up from Mexico. There was a male that lived on the border in Arizona, and he might have wandered in from there. And in 2006, another was discovered in Hidalgo County. But because there might be a chance for some to actually live there, there are jaguar reintroduction plans being made for our state.
And did you know we have whooping cranes in our state?
Whooping cranes? I knew we had sandhill cranes, but whooping cranes?
Whooping cranes are about the same size, but they are white, and the sandhills are gray. There are also about 800 whooping cranes left. Sometimes you can see one in the fall down at the Bosque del Apache, where it mingles with the sandhill cranes. It is rare to see one here, but people do. In 1941, there were only about 23 whooping cranes left alive, so it looks like they have improved in the last several decades.
Angel, did you find out anything about any reptiles or amphibians?
Of course I did. We have two endangered poisonous reptiles, one snake and one lizard. A poisonous lizard? Yep, you've probably heard of it. The Gila monster can be found in the Gila River Valley and the Peloncillo Mountains in southwest New Mexico. It is the largest lizard in the state and the only poisonous lizard in the United States. Its skin is covered with small bumps and it almost looks like it's covered in beads. The animal has a black and orange color, pink color, and a fairly large tail, where the animal stores fat for times when it can't find food.
And it's poisonous?
Yeah, its venom is similar to the coral snake. The Gila monster is the first venomous animal that was listed on the endangered species list in the United States.
And you said that there was a poisonous snake too?
There is a rattlesnake called the New Mexico Ridge-nosed Rattlesnake. It lives in the very southwest part of the state in the Animas Mountains.
Who cares if a rattlesnake becomes extinct?
You would be surprised. Rattlesnakes keep down rodent populations, which help our farmers protect their grain. It also reduces the chance of disease.
Disease? How does a rattlesnake help to keep down disease?
Have you ever heard of the hantavirus? It is spread by mice and other rodents. The more these animals a snake eats, the less chance that this and other diseases get spread.
I never thought of that.
And you know what one of the main reasons that the snake is on the endangered species list?
No, what?
People go out, find these snakes, catch them, and keep them as pets.
No way.
Strange, right? But that's what my research said.
I didn't find anything like jaguars and poisonous animals, but I did find a few fish that are endangered in our state. What do you think of when you hear the word minnow?
Something small?
Yeah. I found out that there is an endangered fish up in northwest New Mexico called the Colorado pike minnow. This fish is the weirdest minnow I've ever heard of.
How so?
This is the largest fish in the minnow family.
So it is still pretty small, right?
You would think so, but this minnow grows up to be 6 feet long and weighs up to 80 pounds.
And that is a minnow?
Mm-hmm. This is still a minnow. The fish was a major food source for the ancient natives and early explorers.
A 6-foot minnow. That sounds as odd as a jumbo shrimp.
I know. Then there is the Pecos River pupfish. This fish was never common, but is now pretty rare.
I assume that this fish is found in the Pecos River in the eastern part of the state?
That's right. This river and its tributaries is the only place in the world to find this fish. At one time, you could find it in a 220-mile stretch of the river, but now you can only find this animal around the Bitter Lake Wild Refuge. I don't think that it is a very pretty fish. Its face sort of looks like a bulldog because its lower jaw sticks out.
There are a lot of endangered species in our state, and we haven't even looked at the plants.
Yeah, with this research, we should get a good grade on the project. But I agree, there are a lot of species that are endangered in our state. I have more mammals, and I'll bet that you three have more that you could talk about, too. For instance, here are some more mammals. The Mexican gray wolf, the desert pocket gover, the lesser long-nosed bat, the robust cottontail rabbit, and the white-sided jackrabbit, to name just five.
And there are many birds. I'll name five, too. The eared quetzal, least tern, the southwestern willow flycatcher, Sprague's pipit, and the Mexican spotted owl.
There are quite a few reptiles and amphibians. Here are my five. The Chitticahua leopard frog, the gray checkered whiptail, the Sonora mud turtle and the nether turtle, the Big Bend slider, and the Hemis Mountain salamander.
Here are my five fish. The beautiful shiner, the Gila chub, the Gila trout, the spike dass, and the white sands pupfish.
That is a lot of animals.
It is, and we haven't even named all of them.
Does anyone know what the main reason is that many of these animals are endangered?
Unfortunately, it is likely due to humans. When we take over more land, that takes away wildlife habitat, and that causes the different species to suffer. Also, we don't think of long-term consequences.
What do you mean by that?
Take prairie dogs, for example. Throughout the West, prairie dog towns have been wiped out by people for a variety of reasons. Once the prairie dogs have declined in number, the animals that fed on them also fell. One was the black-footed ferret, which declined so much that it was considered extinct. A small population was found in western Wyoming in 1981, and their population is growing today. They used to be found in New Mexico, but not anymore.
So by destroying prairie dogs, we impact other species too?
That was what happened, and it happens with other species too. By removing one type of animal, that upsets the balance of nature in ways we can only imagine.
This has been an interesting project. I never realized there were so many plants and animals in danger right here in my own state. Did any of you find a fun internet site about this topic?
I did. If you go to Wildlife Rescue Incorporated New Mexico's website, WRINM.org, and click on the NM Endangered Species Coloring Book under the Points of Interest section, you can download a complete coloring book about New Mexico's endangered animals that tell about each one.
I know some kids who would like that.
I do too, but I have to go. I have a ton of homework to do, and this project is just a part of it.
Me too. Thanks for letting me help out. Your research will help me.
And you have helped us too. See y'all in school.
Bye. Bye. See you soon.
Chinese alligator and the Seychelles sheetah bats are rolling trouble, so among seals from the seas Mediterranean.
The plowshare and the radiated tortoises are struggling.
The ivory but woodpecker and Nikki's fever are looking grim. Pygmy three-tailed sloth and brown spider monkeys, which
is
a fear.
There is another back to add this time, the New Guinea begin.
The Chinese crescent turn and giant walrus have numbered years.
The Philippine garden frankens bumblebee will disappear.
The Capelanga Siberian tiger and the axolotl.
Orange-footed pimpleback and then the gostic pearly moss.
Chilean and one storm endoral, bleeding heart the wild camel.
The golden bamboo lemur, these are all endangered animals.
Southern live in China and our richest toads are struggling.
The lightning lock, the angel shark, the famous Chinese pangolin.
The Amur leopard and the blue skate's numbers are all dwindling.
The kakapo, the gharial, the Ganges River dolphin.
Everybody knows the mountain gorilla will soon be gone.
There's only 7,000 of the Sumatran orangutan.
The California condor can't keep living without protection. The Iberian lynx is also struggling to carry on.
The Jamaican iguana and the Saiga antelope, the giant sea bass and the African wild ass don't really have much hope.
With crocodile Siamese and Philippine with that much love to grow, the silky shifaka is also on a slippery slope.
Oh, look, a shifaka!
There's several types of frog that we don't think will be here very long. The yellow-bellied voiceless one, the northern tinkaboo-erlong.
The cousins who are dozens fare much better as their homes have gone.
The lowland Caribbean turtleneck now has a carpark on.
Monkeys eat the world of fighting to ensure they will survive.
The cacoeta titi and the tonkin sambo's monkeys are.
Depend on conservation just like all of the rhinoceri. Sumatra, Javan, black and greater one-horned all need help to thrive.
Sadly, all these species face a rapid rate of decline. In fact, we fear that they'll all be extinct within your lifetime.
There is no-
There is one world,
it is the one and only
world.
It is the one and only
world.
There is one world,
oh, the only world.
It is the one and only world.
Yeah.
Oh, Baba la mama, mahloni panini zonke lezi zinto zemvelo. Hloni panini zihlahla notshani, hloni panini konke 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 okutholakalayo kwemvelo.
Yebo.
We don't have to wait until the last fish is fished, until the last tree is fallen, for us to realize we can't live only on Monday. We can recycle matter, we can recycle paper, but we can't recycle this world.
Yemo.
It is the one and only world.
Yemo. One world. One world.
One and only world.
One world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
We can recycle matter.
One world.
We can recycle paper.
One world.
We can't recycle this world.
One world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
Generations,
one world.
For future generations,
one world.
You must know that, yeah,
one world.
Oh, tomorrow is born today,
one world.
Tomorrow comes from today,
one world.
It is the one and only world,
one world.
One and only
world. One 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 world.
One world.
One world.
One and only world.
One world.
One world.
One world. One world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
We can recycle matter.
One world.
We can recycle paper.
One world.
We can't recycle this world.
One world.
Yo,
one world.
It is the one and only world.
One world.
Final, I'm gonna say.
One world.
In Chile, can I sing with you about Mr. Tembo? What he's got to do. But first I'm going back to the co-op road to find the mission and help him with his load. Mr. Tembo's on his way up the hill with only this song to tell you how he feels. But to get there he will need a helping hand. It's where wasn't what he planned.
In Chile, we will sing with you.
Just like the TV in Mr. Tembo's room. Of the emphatic night, he checked in on his own. At Mokomazi Inn and made it his home.
Mr. Tembo's on his way.
Only this song to tell you how he feels.
But to get there he will need a helping hand.
It's where he is now, but it wasn't what he planned. It's where he is now, but it wasn't what he planned.
In Chile,
we will sing to you about Mr. Tembo and what he's going through. gets up early while you are still in bed. Mr. Tambo, great blanket by his head. Mr. Tambo's on his way up the hill with only this song to tell you how he feels. But to get there he will need a helping hand. It's where he is now, but it wasn't what he planned. It's where he is now, but it wasn't what he planned.
Logistics, haulage, golf, bungalows, spies, canals, cows, hay bales, telegraph, wires, pylon power, farmhouse oak, chimneys, still used, domes, satellites, football pitches, faded flags and lots of dogs, neon cross on top of a block of flats and a church, not as usual.
Mr. Tambo's on his way.
You're listening to Children's Hour right here on KUNM. And you just heard Mr. Tambo. That's Damon Albarn from a CD called Everyday Robots. And One World was Black Umfolsi. And the Animal Extinction Song came from BBC Earth's Unplugged series. Those were all biologists who are working with animals who are en route to extinction if we don't take action. We want to thank very much the folks from Jimmy Carter Middle School from their Junior Honor Society for doing the endangered species show with us. Yay! They did such a good job.
Find the Children's Hour page at KUNM.org where we have posted our podcast, playlist, and more info. We'd love to hear from you. Keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter at KUNM Kids.
Sung this before and I'll sing it again, about the place that I lived on the wild windy plains, in a month called April in the county of Gray. Here's what all of the people did say. Honey, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good. Dusty old dust has taken my home, and I gotta be drifting along.
Dust storm hit and it hit just like thunder, dusted us over and covered us under, blocked out the traffic, blocked out the sun. Straight for home, all the people did run.
Well, the lovers, they sat in the dark and they sparked. They hugged and kissed in that dusty old dark. They sighed and cried, hugged and kissed. Instead of marriage, they talked just like this. Honey, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. Dusty old dust has taken my home, and I gotta be drifting along.
I walked down the street to the grocery store. It was crowded with people, both rich and both poor. I asked the man how his butter was sold. He said 1 pound of butter for 2 pounds of gold. I said so long,
it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you.
old dust has taken my home, and I'm gonna be drifting along. Well, the telephone rang and it rang off the wall. That was the preacher just making his call. He said, kind friends, this may be the end. Maybe a last chance at salvation from sin. Well, those churches were jammed and the churches were packed. And the dust storm blew and it blew so black that the preacher could not read a word of his text. He folded his Bible and he took up a collection, singing, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. The dusty old dust has taken my home. Gonna be drifting along.